Katherine Tegan Books and Harper Audio present Shot Clock by Caron Butler and Justin A. Reynolds. Performed by Mark Anthony Samuel. To every kid wondering if you can change the game, you can. The warm-up. It's 2-1. Not that it matters. The twins were trash-talking all day at school, saying Dante should just punk out now, save himself the humiliation. The hurtin' we gonna put on you, man? Like, I almost feel bad, the slightly taller twin says as he checks the ball to start the game. It's not gonna be like last time, bruh, the other twin promises. We really about to mop you, D. But D doesn't snap back, just smiles like he knows something they don't. But I know, too. D was the number 2 ranked high school player in the whole country last year, as a sophomore. But this past year, I watched him elevate his game to new heights. Sunday through Saturday, he put in work. Days drenched in sweat during the July heat wave, December nights half frozen as we shoveled mountains of wet snow off Paradise Court so he could work on his footwork. I was right there with him, putting up tens of thousands of shots. Zigzagging around the orange cones Coach James gave D, dragging the dirty orange construction barrels from the potholes they weren't fixing on Ellison Avenue, and pretending they were defenders, hurdling them as we knifed in for layups, corkscrewed for one-handed floaters. Some nights it'd be raining so hard, Mom made me stay in. Said, "What kind of ball player you gonna be when you catch pneumonia, Tom?" And I wondered if D was gonna skip practice too. But then, from my bed, my window slightly open, I'd hear, chuk, chuk, chuk. Most nights I'd listen to D dance all over the court till my eyes were too heavy to keep open. The sounds always the same. Thwack, thwack, shwerp, chuk. Translation, dribble, dribble, spin and pull up swish. Or thwack, thwack, crunch, crunch, chuk. Translation, dribble, dribble, step back, swish. The crunch only happening when you were on the north end of the court, where the concrete's crumbled so bad, it's basically gravel. But whatever, that's not stopping anybody from jab-stepping behind the spray-painted three-point line and splashing on whoever wants it, especially when the ball's in D's hands. Like now. I told Mom I pushed my bed under the window so I could catch the breeze because in the summertime it's hot enough to melt an ice cream truck. But to be real, I just wanted to be able to sit in bed and watch the court. Sometimes I pretend my fourth-story bedroom is the Fiserv Forum, where the Milwaukee Bucks play, and I'm sitting way up in one of the skyboxes like a celebrity. I act like the TV cameras are aimed at me, and I smile and salute, or I make as if I'm so into the game I don't even notice them. But the twins, they are most definitely noticing D right now. No question he has their undivided attention. Every time the ball leaves D's hands, people standing around the court chime, cha-ching, cha-ching, like the cash register at the corner store. That's how money D's jumper is. Sometimes he doesn't even watch it sail through the net. He's already walking back to the line for his next possession, updating the score. 6-1, me. 7-1, me. 8-2, me. But sometimes D pauses to admire his work, his eyes following the ball's perfect arc, its beautiful rotation, until it splashes through the tattered nylon. Every time his new KDs leave the asphalt, it's like he's launching into space, his chest square, elbows bent, ball rolling off his long fingertips. You match up against D, the outcome is always the same. Like watching reruns of your favorite show, it's just a matter of how you want it. That's about as much trash talk as D serves up. That and his other favorite phrase, all day. As in, I can do this all day. D will put you on skates with his crossover, then pull back and wait for you to regain your balance, and you know he could have blown past you and gotten to the rack, but he's toying with you. And after you pick yourself off the ground, dust the gravel from your knees, he looks at you dead in your scared eyes and asks, how you want it? As in, you want this jumper? You want this dribble?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?